This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
The message you are about to listen to is from Abeokuta Believers Meeting 2023. Listen and be blessed.
Shout of praise. Can you make it louder? Can you make it louder for Jesus? Make it louder for Jesus. Make it louder for Jesus. Make it louder for Jesus. Can you make it louder? Make it louder. Make it louder. Make it louder. Make it louder for Jesus. Make it louder for Jesus. Oh, rekasalabante brekosolobata. Give Jesus a shout over it. Now to the Lamb upon the throne, we raise a sound. Wait, you see, it's the seventh trumpet. So, trumpet is not a silent instrument. It's a sounding instrument. And that's why the Lord is asking us to start with that song tonight. Because what will happen after this ABM is that, one, the Lord will sound across the city. Number two, you become the sound of God to nations. It's not just that the Lord will sound the sound of this revival from this place. It's that you as a person, you become the sound to cities. You become the sound to nations. You become the sound to your generation. Now to the Lamb upon the throne, we raise a sound. We raise a sound. For He is God and God alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now to the Lamb upon the throne.
Now to the Lamb upon the throne. We raise a sound. We raise a sound.
Oh,
oh, He is God and God alone.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lift up your two hands. Can you raise a sound of worshiping spirit? Let your tongues rise. Let your tongues rise across. Let the heavens hear your sound. Let the heavens hear your sound. Lekreposto palapandas. Ebrekostoloban delebasan. Ekadebrekotombolobosisip. Veluntepai. Raise your sound. 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 Ekadabaratapalakatambos. Ekadagadagrepopos. Elaprepopopos. Aikapap. Eparabatap. Let the heavens hear you tonight. Let the heavens hear you tonight. Ekadagadabrekapopo. Elaprapapapapasha. Ekos. 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 Ekabarante gabam. Elaprepepelakatekato. Zika pai, Zika papa pa, Rekada, the sound from heaven. the sound of the heavens. The sound from heaven. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Koikoko itana with the Lord. Koikoko itana with the Father. Thank you. I am not the most qualified, and I'm animals are not able. The mercy of the Lord kept qualifying me. Thank you for bringing me here again this year. It is not a right, it is a privilege. Thank you. Thank you for bringing everybody here again tonight for this year's ABM. Thank you. Thank you. Holy Ghost, please glorify Jesus again tonight. Let the word come with power. Heal the sick, deliver the oppressed, our hearts on fire. And for someone that can roar amen like thunder, let victory begin in that person's life. And I vow not to take the glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. Once again, give God a shout of praise as you have your seat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. I'm excited to be here again this year. ABM 2023. And I want to appreciate Pastor Shola once again for the opportunity over and over again. Thank you. It's a privilege to be here over and over again. Thank you very much, sir. And Pastor Shego and all the pastors, we celebrate you. We celebrate you. It's also a privilege to start a meeting because you set the pace for what the meeting should look like. So I'm doing the work of John the Baptist here tonight. I'll do a teaching tonight, continue tomorrow morning, and I trust God that the Lord will visit us. Hallelujah. The seventh trumpet. Now please pay attention. I'm going to be opening certain scriptures to us tonight. And when the apostle comes, he will finish what I start and cause trouble for the kingdom of darkness. And tomorrow morning we go again. The trumpeters are always on the mountain top. The person that blows the trumpet for a troop is not always at the same level with everybody. The person that blows the trumpet for a troop is always at a vantage position where he can see far, where the battle is coming or victory has arrived. One of the things the Lord wants to do in this meeting is to take people to that place where you can become the trumpeter for your generation. These trumpeters are the ones we call gatekeepers. They stay at the top of the mountain. They announce the coming victory or the coming battle. You can't be a trumpeter and be in the valley. Can I announce to you? It's time to climb the mountain. One of the things the Lord wants to do in this particular ABM is that he wants to relocate you. It's time to relocate from the valley to the mountain top, where you can sound and your generation will hear. One of the things the Lord is saying tonight is, there is vacancy. There is vacancy. Psalm 24 verse 3. There is vacancy. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? There is vacancy for the person that will blow the trumpet for a generation. And the Lord is asking, who will be that person that will stand on that mountain and blow the trumpet for a generation to hear? Who shall ascend there is vacancy. There is vacancy. There is vacancy. Judges chapter 3 from verse 27 to 38. To give you perspective of what I'm saying. Judges chapter 3 from verse 27 to 30. And it came to pass when he was come that he blew the trumpet in the mountain of Ephraim, and the children of Israel went down with him from the mountain, and he went before them. Those who blow the mountain, the trumpet, are on the mountain. When you blow the trumpet on the mountain, the other people follow you. See what happened? And he said to them, follow after me, for the Lord has delivered your enemies, the Moabites, into your hand. And they went down after him, and he took the force of Jordan towards Moab, and suffered not a man to pass over. Next verse. And they slew off Moab at that time about 10,000 men, all lusty, all men of valor, and there escaped no man. He saw the victory on the mountain. He blew the trumpet on the mountain. The generation followed him for victory. Men that cause victory in a generation, they are always ahead of the people. You can't be doing what your generation is doing and be the one to lead them. The Lord has called you to ABM this year for separation. From this scripture, the guy was on the mountain. He saw Moabite from the mountain. He blew the trumpet from the mountain. Then he announced, guys, follow me. When he saw it, everybody followed him, and they went down to destroy the enemy. Hear me. You can't remain in the valley after this meeting. What God is trying to do in these 3 days is to call you to the mountain. God is saying, there is vacancy. There is vacancy at the mountaintop, to a place where you can see and you can blow. God is saying, come up to that place where you can see and you can declare victories ahead. Will you tell God tonight, I'm available? Will you tell of the seventh trumpet? If the Lord trumpet signifies the sound that a generation must hear, if the trumpeter must be a watchman that must stay in a vantage position where he can see far, then what is God saying? Why the theme, the seventh trumpet? Revelation 11:15. Show me that scripture. And the seventh angel sounded, and there was great noise in heaven, saying, the kingdom of this world have become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. What is the role of the seventh trumpet? Is to announce in every sector that the kingdom of God is established here. Who is that watchman? That watchman is that person that God has sent to education. And when he gets there, he sees the sword and announces to his generation, in this sector, the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ. And he shall reign in this organization. Then every other person begins to enter the organization, knowing that somebody got there to announce the new season. The person carrying that enters into any sector, enter into any of the seven mountains, and when he's here, he's not just here for decoration. He's here to announce the season to a people that come in this place, kingdom of this world, the kingdom of this organization, have become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ. Everybody can enter now because I am here to make the way. What is God doing with you? He's not just asking you to come and receive blessing. It's so that you can become a blessing. That after this meeting, anywhere you enter, you open the door for others. I I want you to set your expectation right in ABM this year. Lord, make me. The work of the seven trumpet is to announce the establishment of God's kingdom in any sphere. Is to announce the establishment of God's kingdom in any sector. You enter a campus, and your work as the person carrying the seven trumpet is to declare on this campus, the kingdom of our God, the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ, and he shall reign in this school. And every other person coming is having easy right because you got there before them. Remember the scripture I read. He said, if the man bearing the trumpet see the sword and announce, every person takes cover. As you have come for ABM this year, if this is not what God is doing with your life, you didn't come for this meeting. The agenda of God is that everyone here becomes the agent that establishes God's kingdom in every sphere. Anywhere you enter, you become the watchman to announce the new season. The trumpeter is not on the same level with anybody. The trumpeter is not at the same level. He's staying in a place that is higher than everybody, and he can see when battle is coming. Then you pick. When a battle is coming in the organization, you pick. Battle is coming. Brethren, can we begin to intercede? Battle is coming. Can we begin to intercede? Battle is coming. Can we begin to intercede? Battle is coming. When the battle comes, you laugh because you have ate it before it came. You are not just there having big belly. You have sight. Okay, so the trumpeter doesn't stay in the valley. The trumpeter doesn't stay in the valley. The person that sees stays on the mountaintop. Ma. Lord, change my location. Open my eyes to see. Listen, the men of the seventh trumpet are men that understand their mandate as the watchman. They enter any organization and they declare, this place belongs to God. You don't have to be the pastor, but you are the real pastor. You don't need the title, you are the one carrying the mantle. No organization exists without mantle carriers. And guess what? I see God placing trumpets in the hands of some people. I'm not praying. Take your own. Shabane Kamala. Get ready. The angels of the Lord are here distributing. They are distributing. Oh my God. Take what belongs to you. Hey, Kalabarante Payam. E Barabe Papai. Ay, Kabela Papam. Sete Barabe Pam. Ayapa Papam. Hey, changing people's location. Changes people's location. Then your eyes are open. Then your ears are open. My God. Hey. Take what belongs to you now. Amen. You have come.
have come. You have come. The angels of the Lord are around, looking for men and women that will take the responsibility of watchmen. That we see the battle and announce to the people, battle is coming. You have come to receive your allocation. That anywhere you enter, you establish the kingdom there. When a terrorist takes over a territory, they put a flag. When the real owners of the land gets here, they also put a flag and remove the flag of the terrorist. I see men carrying the flag of Zion. And you enter organizations and put the flag there. And put the flag there. And say, yeah! God is the one in charge. And I see seven persons collecting flags from these angels. At the count of seven, take your horn, take your horn. At the count of seven, take it. One. Two. Epa, epa rikata palapa. Biri. Hey! Skeba ikapama. Skelebre papa. Ebara papa. Four. Sebareta paim. Celebrate dia. Celebrate dia. Celebrate dia. Epa, epa, epa. Take your home, take your home, take your home. Take your home. I see three brothers taking it. Taking it. Five. Shabale papa. Shabale papa. Shabara papa. Hey! 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 Six. The flag is like fire. When you hear seven, you shall fire. When you hear seven, you shall fire. The flag is coming like fire. I see like the map. I see like a globe being handed over to people. Seven. Take it. Take it. Take it. My God. I see a distribution. I see a distribution. I see a distribution. The trumpeters are men that get to a place and say, no. The kingdom of darkness can no longer be here. No, now there are ladies that enter certain families that have certain negative patterns. And they say, no more. I am now married into this family. Now the kingdom of our world, God, the kingdom of this family has become the kingdom of Christ and of his Christ. And it shall end. And it shall end. Not when I'm in this family. They say they used to die at 40. A certain lady gets here. He said, not when I'm in this family. Not when I'm in this family. I am the trumpeter. I am carrying the seven trumpet. And I am now.
The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our God. In his Christ.
Are you coming up?
In his Christ. Yeah. This world has become the kingdom of our God. It is Christ.
It is Christ. I pop him.
I pop him.
Hear me. What God wants timidity. Timidity. There are people here carrying the flags, but they are afraid. Memena, you have been silenced in your organization. You have been silenced in that campus. You are, the fire is coming upon your head. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Can you see these angels here? They are carrying the flag of fire. Can you see them? Get ready. At the count of seven, you shall fire, and they'll be handing it over to you, taking away timidity, handing over the flags to you. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. One, two, get ready, it's coming. Four, up here. When you hear seven, you shall fire. They will hand over the flag to you and take away timidity. Hey, one, two, three, four, five. Six. Hey, where are they? They're trumpeters. Seven. No longer will you be silent. No. You are the trumpeter. You are carrying the seven trumpet. You are to declare, in this place, the kingdom of our God has become the kingdom of our God, and his Christ, he will reign forever. The king has sent for you to come home. He didn't call you here to play with you. He came to give you the trumpet. He called you here to give you the trumpet. Your city will know you came to help him. Please sit down. Ke kateboron to pepe tombese. Ke limbara tutose. Kai. Fine kamena kandos kelevrinta balikarunze zeriera. Barundi diki monka balinda ke mokompori katia zuse. Felinde deke himana kutumbrika nim kieno skibara katueya. Zalunde de ege deke dibana kutumbrika lapa katuwa nikeribai kateburga skramanika. Skelepam bata pronta papai kada manka di kala osasam salum de kada kabane kem bruko tabali kada makasi eja eja ki mondom breketi amana kanta zalu koto breketi kim kada ni kada boso zeso ikali kama na kofi kadi ya skala breko to meketi amana ka zele pam pepo ekada mbaka rijan tiaswa skelo breketi nda baka ni kuasa sale brekapea aya no duade ya kote kala kada brekati amana ka zaza tede ekada kala kada boko po skele papari kada na ka ikada kada kini amana kadi kuade ka tedua kini mine ka huya kadi biya skepa kada mea abelon do pari kapa sabari ata mepe boya hey. Ayanan kondo para ketembe kokotima na kalikudu waketia. Verunde deki manaka pendo kopo ikapali yata. Itende dodotia selebe kutumwa. The door is open unto you. Skeli branto kapapa. Climb the stairs kelepa papa. Aye parande de tutuwa. Ekete, there is a seat for you on the mountaintop. Ipare ketima na nanea. Seluke deke. No long. Skele parantu tuwa ke. Na. Epaya, you have played too small for too long. It's time to come to the mountain top. There is a space to the earth. No, Caesar. You are not a chicken. You are an eagle. You are not a chicken. You are an eagle. You are not a chicken. You are an eagle. Skeba, swat. Skeba, boy. Ibrante, pay, capepo. As I said, the daughter, menananaka. A little bit of the parika, papa, who are getting here. Forty-two. Ayaya da da pepo. Velen de re pepo ane. Seize up here. My God. Listen. Who are these trumpeters with the seventh trumpet? They are men and women that are operating at the baptismal fullness. They are not limited to a gift. They operate in the fullness of the Holy Ghost. These men are not limited to a gift. They don't say I have two gifts of the Spirit. They don't say I have five. They operate in the fullness of the Holy Ghost. Anything God needs in the program is available. They enter organization and whatever God needs is available. They are operating at the fullness dimension. The men with the seven trumpets are men that walk with the seven spirits of the Lord. These are men and women that operate with the seven spirits of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 11. From verse 2, you see them manifest with the seven spirit of the Lord, and the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The number one office they operate is the office of the spirit of the Lord. The spirit of wisdom, second spirit of the seven spirit. The spirit of understanding, number three. The spirit of counsel, number four. The spirit of might, number five. The spirit of knowledge, number six. So that they can be humble, the spirit of the fear of the Lord. They operate in the seventh spirit of the Lord. The men that carry the seventh trumpet are the men that are operating by the seventh spirit of the Lord. They have it full. Spirit of the Lord, spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of knowledge, and they have the fear of the Lord. They are full of the spirit of the Lord. They are operating high level wisdom. They understand what is happening. They are like the men of Issachar who understand the times as season. They have the spirit of counsel. They know what to do per time. They are not confused. They have the spirit of might. They operate in strength supernatural. They have the spirit of knowledge. They know the Lord and they know the things of God. And they have the fear of the Lord. Because in all this realm, they must have reverence for the Lord. Men of the seventh trumpet are men of the seventh spirit. If you are operating in one, you are not qualified to carry the seventh trumpet. The trumpet that will declare the establishment of the kingdom of our God has to be complete. Who can contend? What to contend with on the mountain? What to contend with? By this seven trumpet.
Only the seven trumpets can undo the seven mountains. You know, there are seven mountains of influence. It's not magic. Only the seventh trumpet. You know, if you study from Revelation 8 to Revelation 11, you will see all the six trumpets before the seventh trumpet. All the six trumpets, one, they blew the first trumpet, there was blood. They blew another trumpet, there was something called woodward or something. There were another one, men died. Another one, water turned to blood. But only the seventh trumpet established the kingdom of heaven on earth. At that level, you are not thinking destruction. You are thinking establishment of God's kingdom. But what are you contending with? There are seven mountains of influence. It takes the seventh mountain to tackle this battle. But let me show you something as I begin to close tonight. Revelation chapter 17, verse 9. Everybody look at the scripture very well. You will see what I'm saying. Revelation 17 verse 9. Put it on the screen. Please let everybody see it. The angels of the Lord are moving around again. I want the scripture to be on all these screens. I want everybody to see it. Everybody, let's read together. And there came one of the seven angels who had the seven vials. Revelation 17, verse 9. Verse 9. Everybody, let's read. Want to go? And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are the seven mountains on which the woman seated. There are seven mountains of influence, but there is a woman sitting on the seven mountains. Only the seventh trumpet from a man carrying the seven spirits can tackle the woman sitting on the seven mountains. How can one woman sit on seven mountains? Is that how big is a bum bum? Is one part on one mountain and the other part on this last mountain? How can one woman sit on seven mountains? You will know that that is not a feminine gender. It's a system. What kind of system? A system of conception. A woman can conceive. A system of development. A woman can develop a baby on a womb, inside a womb. A system of birthing. A woman can birth. A system of nourishing. A woman can give a child breast milk. A system of multiplication. A woman can spread what she has. So, the being sitting on the seven mountains carries an ability to conceive. So, no wonder you will know and discover that suddenly in art and entertainment, something has shifted. And you are like, what is happening? Before you close your eyes, another thing has happened. And corruption keeps going. It keeps decaying. So you can no longer allow your children to watch cartoon alone. You have to sit down to watch with them. Conception of the woman on the seven mountains. There was a time music was saying, but if you trust yourself with any musical video, immorality will finish you by the kind of erotic scenes you are watching. Conception. The woman sitting on the mountain. And guess what? She can nourish. So they don't lack resources. The mother doesn't lack breast milk to feed the baby. The world doesn't lack resources. It is in the kingdom we are begging. Sow seed, sow seed. Have you ever wondered how they raise money to do anything they want to do? The woman sitting on the seven mountain has resources to feed, and it can multiply. It can multiply. She can multiply. What she's producing can multiply. While you are thinking it's over, you will see another birthing, another conception, and she will deliver it. Before you know what is happening, another devilish imagination conceived and birthed. Why? There is a woman sitting on the seven mountains. But why has God called us to ABM? There is a seventh trumpet that can tackle the woman on the seven mountains. But the person that will carry the seventh trumpet has to be a person operating in the seventh spirit of the Lord. Has to be somebody operating in the seventh spirit of the Lord. Where you are going to sit is on that mountain. But guess what? There is a woman on it now. So you have a battle to fight. There is a contention over your space. That woman is a system. There is no sector you want to enter that you won't contend. Oh, I am called to fashion. There is a woman on that mountain. There is no vacant mountain. But your work is to drive them away by establishing the kingdom of our God in that organization. I am called to education. Ma, sir, there is a woman on that mountain sitting there ready to spread and multiply. They teach you what they want you to know, not what you should know. They tell you a boy is no longer a boy. They tell your daughter in school a girl is no longer a girl. And they tell you can't determine the sex of your child until a particular age. It is the girl that will decide whether she is a boy or she them or them she. Oh, that is what they teach. You don't have power over it. There is a woman on that mountain. But the work of the person carrying the seven trumpet is to dispense and dispense power and displace the agency on the mountain God has sent you to. You say this education belongs to our God. You say this earth sector belongs to our God. Government belongs to our God. The government shall be upon his shoulder is not a Bible verse to quote. It's a reality to enter. There are scriptures you see and prove and say, God, until this scripture becomes real, I won't stop praying. Oh, Jesus. Let me try and finish. It takes a man with the seventh spirit to blow the seven trumpet, to handle the seven mountains. But why is it very important? You know, I started from saying there is a vacancy. Show me Psalm 24 verse 3 again. There is a vacancy. Who shall ascend? It's not coming to ABM. I'm shouting, yay! I'm going to take over the mountain. There is a qualification. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? Next verse. Everybody read it. I can't hear you. He that hath clean hands and pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity or sworn deceitfully. There is a vacancy, but there is a qualification to ascend. Men that will carry the seven mountains, seven trumpets, to tackle the woman on the seven mountains. Remember, out of the seven spirits, there is a spirit of the fear of the Lord. You can't do anyhow. Speak in tongues, gather minds, study, gather knowledge, have understanding, go to Bible school, have PhD in Bible, have counsel, have everything. But if you lack the fear of the Lord, you are not qualified to operate. He that has clean hands and clean heart. These are the days when young people are excited about their prophetic agenda. But you have not entered it because you have not fulfilled the criteria of clean hands and clean heart. You can't handle the trumpet with a dirty hand. Revelations 1, 5, and 6. I will continue the rest tomorrow morning. And from Jesus, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings on the earth. Everybody read what is the next thing? Unto him that loved us and did what? And washed us from our sins in his own blood. Next verse. And has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever. We are called kings and priests, not just for excitement. We are called kings and priests because we are blood washed. We are called kings and priests because our sins were washed. We are called kings and priests after our sins were washed. Because it takes a clean hand and a pure heart to carry the mountain, the trumpet, that can displace the woman on the mountain. We are not kings and priests because we read it in the Bible. We are kings and priests because we are blood washed. Until our sins are washed, we can't carry the trumpet to displace the woman on the mountain. Our power is corrupted and weak when we are not pure. There is a generation excited about the promise of God, but have you hated iniquity? Have you loved righteousness? Tomorrow I will be sharing on the ingredients we need to really tackle the woman on the mountain. But the woman on the mountain is a system that is established. It's a corrupt system that is established. It takes righteousness to tackle and displace iniquity. It takes righteousness to chase away darkness. Any sector God is sending you to, you will only enter that place with clean hands and pure heart. God is willing to release grace to displace the woman on the mountain, but he won't release it to a dirty vessel. As I close tonight, you are here, you want to say, Pastor, I think APM 2023 will waste if I don't come to contact with the blood that can turn me to a person that can carry the seventh trumpet to declare the kingdom of our God. I need you to pray with me, sir. You are the ones I want to pray with tonight. Grace, you can be sure that this meeting is meant for you. Look at where we are going. We are going to the mountain. We are carrying the trumpet that can displace the woman on the mountain. But the criteria is that there is a vacancy. And the vacancy is saying the only person that can come is clean hands and clean heart. I want to pray for you. Wherever you lift up your right hand. Not everybody. You want to say, Pastor, I need to be washed that my heart can be clean and my hand can be clean. Lift it above your head. Wherever you are, can you run forward there? Run forward there. As you have lifted up your hands, run forward there. Thank you. Run forward there. Run forward there. Run forward there. Clean hands and clean heart. Clean hands and clean heart. Clean hands and clean heart. That is the criteria to carry the seventh trumpet. Elebrento kapalebrante bosolo pampetes. Ebebepahi ikapaya barabe bodos. Epale babas. Ebabababababababababababababababababas. Ayepoya. Abababababababababa. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Clean hands. God is not afraid of sending you to the mountaintop. But he can't send you with a dirty hand. He can't send you with a dirty heart.
It has to be clean hands and clean heart. Who shall ascend?
Are you washed in the blood, in the soul,
cleansing blood of the Lamb?
There are still 5 persons sitting down. Run here. This is the foundation. Run here. Clean hands. Pure heart. The watchman that will carry the 7 trumpet to displace the woman sitting on the 7 mountains has to operate by the 7 spirit of the Lord. The spirit of the fear of the Lord. That fear of the Lord is missing our generation today. We can be everything, but we don't fear the Lord. We fast, we know how to fast, we know how to pray, we know how to travel, we know how to desire spiritual things, but we don't fear the Lord. All of you in front, lift up your 2 hands. Say, Jesus. Remember the scripture we read, I'm coming. Revelations 1, 5 and 6. He said we became kings and priests. Why? He washed us by his blood. He washed us. He washed us by his blood. Say, Lord Jesus, I am sorry for my sins. Sorry for my mistakes. I have come tonight to be washed by your blood. I take my place as a king and a priest. I come with a clean hands and a pure heart to receive the grace to carry the 7th trumpet, to establish the kingdom of God everywhere and displace the woman sitting on the 7 mountains. I become the righteousness of God. I receive the Holy Ghost. I become pure from within. I receive grace to say no to the devil forever. I will never go back to the world. I am established in righteousness. In Jesus' name. Please, don't go back to your seat, because we will need your names so that we can pray with you. Please follow these counselors over there. Please just follow them. You'll be back here in 1 or 2 minutes. Celebrate them as they go. Follow these counselors over there. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Everybody here tonight, one prayer, you will pray. Father, I am ready. Send me to every sphere of influence. Send me. All of us will not be pastors in churches. Some of us will be sent to different sectors. Send me. Will you lift up your hands and pray this prayer? Father, send me. Send me. I have come. Send me. I have come. Send me. Can you cry to God? Can you make it deeper? Send me. Send me. Cry. Send me. Send me.
Thank you for listening to the message from ABM 2023. We hope you have been blessed. You can share your testimony at abiokutabelieversmeeting.org/testimony. God bless you.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.